This is GQDN for Thursday, December 7th, 2023. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your pre-credit, audibletrial.com/groupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get your drink mixes. Go to the checkout line and use the code QUEST to get 25% off of your purchase. That's huge. By patreon.com/groupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, we have a release coming very soon. We answer the question, is 30 too old for video games? And somebody got a gift on his way out. Oh yes, we'll be talking about all of that. But today, the FTC is not done. Kotaku.com has the article, and they were saying that the FTC is still trying to block the merger. Now, the deal was done about 2 months ago, but Reuters did say that the FTC lawyer, Ahmed Abayad, did make an argument in front of a three-judge panel in the appeal court in California yesterday. And he argued that the deal was a, quote, too high a standard, because he thought that the deal was not competitive or anti-competitive, because the FTC is thinking that the monopoly, or this is a monopoly, and they are risking a lot, because Microsoft did keep some games exclusive to PC and Xbox, and the games that they put on the article is Redfall and Starfield. So here's what the lawyer did say during the hearing, and that's according to CNN. Quote, I fail to understand how giving somebody a monopoly of something would be pro-competitive. It may be a benefit to some class of consumers, but that is very different than saying it's pro-competitive. Now, Reuters were talking to two antitrust scholars, and they were saying that this argument is a, quote, an uphill battle, end quote, because they're thinking that this could be the final argument for the FTC. But we shall see, because this is going to keep going and going and going. Now, what's not going to be going is Nintendo. Well, Nintendo did cancel some events in Japan. This comes to us from Polygon.com, and there were several events that were canceled because of threats. And that's what the company did announce in a press release. So, and they're talking about the Splatoon Kushin 2023 National Finals, which was supposed to be held on Saturday, December 16th and Sunday, December 17th. But they are being held currently today. So here's why. Quote from the statement, our company has been persistently receiving threats targeting our employees, and recently the targets of these threats has spread to spectators, staff, etc. on the Splatoon Kushin 2023 National Finals. So we are considering safety as our top priority. We have made the decision to postpone the event. Additionally, the Splatoon 3 World Championship 2024, linked to the Splatoon Kushin 2023 National Finals, will also be postponed. In addition, regarding to Nintendo Live 2024 Tokyo on January 20th, Saturday, and the 21st, Sunday, 2024, where Splatoon 3 World Championships 2024 was scheduled to take place. We will take sufficient precautions to ensure safety to our customers. The event was canceled, as was determined that it would not be possible to secure the tickets for the Mario Kart 8 Deluxe Online Challenge Final Stage and the Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, which we are scheduled to be held at the Nintendo Live 2024 Tokyo venue. World Championship 2024 will be postponed. Event cancellation. Nintendo Live 2024 Tokyo and the postponed events are Splatoon Kushin 2023 National Final Tournament, the Splatoon 3 World Championship 2024, Mario Kart 8 Deluxe Online Challenge Final Stage, and the Mario Kart 8 Deluxe World Championship 2024. We'll keep you informed on that one, definitely. Now, we go to one that's stepping away, not canceled. GamesRadar.com did say that the CEO, Jim Ryan, for PlayStation, was gifted a one-of-a-kind PlayStation 1-style PlayStation 5. Yes, that did happen, and they showed a picture of it, because it's not the exact replica of a PlayStation 1, but it's styled in that way. But Yuichi on X, talking also about the Game Awards, was also talking about this on X. Quote, "Sad I won't be around for the Game Awards, but I couldn't pass up the chance to go to Jim Ryan's thank you party and be around some legends and this one-of-a-kind Jim Ryan PlayStation 5 with the PlayStation 1 style." So yes, he got a gift. But some people will be getting gifts this year. GameSpot.com did say that GameStop will be trimming some losses, and that would include some store closures, layoffs, and more. Now, GameStop did release its latest earnings report, and the company is still close to making money, but the quarter that ended on the October 28th, GameStop did post a loss of $3.1 million. And while that's better than the $94.7 million that was lost in the same period last year, that's still a loss, because that is $200,000 more than what was in the previous quarter. So second quarter, they lost $2.9 million. Third quarter, they lost $3.1 million. So the net sales came in at $1.078 billion, and that was down from $1.186 billion for the same quarter last year. Now, they made most of their money the past quarter from hardware sales, which came in at $579.4 million, which was down from $627 million last year. The software sales were at $321.3 million, and that was down from $352.1 million. And the collectibles was also down for this year. It was $177.6 million, and that was down from $207.3 million. So they lost money. So that's not the only bad news. PC Games N did say that Alone in the Dark did get delayed. So now what? So the puzzle-driven zombie type game from Capcom is now delayed. Now it was supposed to be launched on October 25th, but you can get the prologue chapter right now for free, but the full game will not come until March 20th, 2024. And that is because THQ Nordic wanted to avoid any, quote, potential crunch that would come from the developer Pieces Interactive during the holiday season. Okay. So if you're into horror games, you know that March is now your date. Now, how old is too old for esports? HLTV did say that LaCurl has joined IKLA, and he said that, quote, "I want to show that 30 isn't old." So IKLA did get up on Twitter, aka X, and said, quote, "The Swedish legend, long known to all of you, a rifler who captured the hearts of fans and Fnatic, NiP, Gansent, Dignitas, and other teams, a person who has secured numerous victories in tournaments, and now he's ready to showcase his skills on the hunts." Lecro becomes the fourth player for IKLA. His experience combined with the Predators will bring results. In fact, Lecro was talking to HLTV and said, quote, "I'm really happy to be back. I've been grinding hard since Dignitas, and I want to prove that my age doesn't matter and show that 30 isn't old. After playing a few pracs and a game with IKLA, I noticed that the guys are really good. There are a lot of potential, so I think for the future we're going to see even more." We'll see how he does. Now, PC Games N did say that Epic's Forgotten MOBA, Paragon, is free this week, but just this week. And it is free from today, Thursday, December 7th, through next Thursday, December 14th, and it is yours once you claim it. It is on the Epic Game Store, so you can go check that out. It is a free PC game. Now, what could be coming out soon? According to Nintendo Everything, Born of Bread will be getting a physical release on Switch, and Pixin Love did make that announcement, and they will be handling the physical release of Born of Bread on Switch, for it'll be coming out in the first quarter of 2024. Now, Born of Bread did come to the Switch eShop, and it and there is some information for it. For the game, you can travel through a wonderful world and explore every corner to discover many secrets. You can face enemies in turn-based battles and have some quirky interaction. You can team up with your friends and optimize your resources and skills to achieve some victories. And you can collect a lot of items and increase your skills. So, we'll see. One last thing before we go. The Game Awards is tonight. BlizzardWatch.com did give out the article, but I will be streaming it tonight. Twitch.tv/JoeSpace. We'll see if I'm in with people or not. I haven't decided yet. We will be talking about this on Twitch.tv/DawnForge Saturday night. This has been a DawnForge production 2023. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people.